We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, 437-1620, if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction is our guest for this half hour. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, PJ?
I'm doing well myself. So what's new at Jonathan's Flooring and Construction?
There's always something new over here. but same old stuff. Just doing remodeling, flooring, stuff like that.
Okay. So you started this, you were involved in the construction trades at a very young age, correct?
That's true. Yep.
Okay. So your dad had you doing stuff, I'm guessing. What kind of stuff did he have you do?
I've been doing remodeling my entire life, but I started this company when I was 18. So we've been doing this for about 22 years in Pensacola now.
Oh, wow. And it is a family business, right?
Yes. So it's me, my wife, and my brother works with us too.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up around the construction trades myself. My dad was a home builder for 40 plus years and always had me out at the construction site picking up nails and stuff. I wanted to be up on the roof, but he's like, right. you're too little.
Right.
There's rules about that. So once again, just tell me a little bit about the business.
Right. So I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring in Pensacola. So we do whole house renovations, flooring. We have a retail flooring store. We do stuff like kitchen, bathroom remodels, sheetrock, paint, trim, fencing, decks, pretty much anything to do with like remodeling, flooring, interior, exterior. That's pretty much what we specialize in.
Okay. So what are you seeing with homes these days? Are you seeing people do more carpeting, or is that more old school and people are doing more laminate and vinyl and things like that?
Yeah, we still see a fair amount of carpet going in. It's not like it was like back in the 80s and 90s where they were carpeting everything, including like the bathrooms in front of the vanities and stuff like that. But we still see a fair amount of carpet, but it comes down to like personal preference with people. We see a lot of people will want carpet like in the bedroom, especially like the master bedroom, because it's not as cold like getting out of the bed, you know, stepping on carpet. Mm-hmm. But we mostly see vinyl plank, like a lot of vinyl plank going in, wood, tile, more hard surface floors that they're going to hold up a lot better. And then we're seeing like carpet, like I said, in like some of the bedrooms sometimes as well.
Okay.
So carpet's still a thing. I mean, a lot of people do it, but it's not as big as it used to be, right?
Okay. So vinyl plank, I know that we've talked about that before. What kind of sets that up apart as a product?
So what really sets it apart is more the core and what it's made out of. So a lot of times, like we might have 10 different floors in our store that look like wood, right? Because wood's timeless. Wood's been around since the beginning of time. Like the first houses were probably built with wood and had wood put on the floor, and it's not going away. But the difference is like what material are we going to put down that looks like wood, right? So we might have like vinyl plank that looks like wood. We have a laminate that looks like wood. We have tile that looks like wood. We have real hardwood floors. We have pre-engineered wood. I mean, if you look at like a lot of the flooring options out there, a lot of it originates from a wood look. It may not be wood, but it originates from a wood look. And then we have tile and stuff like that that's not, but a large portion of your hard surface is going to originate with some sort of wood look. So then what we get down to is the difference in it is what it's actually made out of and what is the core. So how's it going to hold up over time and what fits your house best? Obviously you can go with a real hardwood floor and sand and stain it and finish it and things like that, or pre-engineered wood. A lot of people will go with like a floating floor when it's more economical, so it's a little bit cheaper. Sometimes the material might hold up better than wood of some of our man-made materials, like an LVP vinyl that's got like an SPC core. So it's like a limestone core, and it may look like wood when you put it down, but it's actually a compressed limestone. So it's going to be like 100% waterproof, you know, moisture resistant, things like that. And that pretty much has replaced a lot of the original laminate that we had, because we had a lot of a laminate like in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is what the core is made out of. So the laminate is more of a press board core. So when it gets wet, it kind of swells up. It also has to acclimate more, and it expands and contracts a lot more because of what it's made out of, right? So our vinyl plank still acclimates and expands and contracts, but not nearly as much. So basically they've taken that laminate and improved it over the years, and just has a better core, so a better delivery system of it.
Mm-hmm. So what do you recommend people think about when they want to decide if they're going to do carpeting, vinyl, laminate,
well, so
et
the thing is, it's hard to ever say to recommend something for somebody, because so many houses are different, like mm-hmm. in our area. If you're like on the coastal areas, or you're like, you know, out on the beach, or say if you're out in Cantonment, or if you have a house that's, you know, off grade, so like a wood foundation opposed to a concrete foundation, depending on the material you need that's going to work best for your house is going to be different than what someone else is going to need. So it's hard to say, hey, go with this type of flooring, right? Because we don't know, one, what your lifestyle is and what you're looking for, like what's going to fit your house best, but also the type of house that you have, which is why we have such a wide variety at our store, and always encourage people, like, come in, look at it, because first you're going to start with just picking something out that you like at just personal preference. So you're going to say, hey, I like this type of floor just by looks. I like the way this one looks, right? And then we're going to see, is that going to work in your house, or can we find a material that looks similar to this that's going to work good on your concrete foundation, or say, especially if you have like a wood foundation, because if you have like a wood subfloor, there's a lot of different vinyl planks that you really don't want to put over wood, because mm-hmm. we want to let the wood subfloor breathe underneath. As much as we want our flooring that we install to mm-hmm. work, we also want your subfloor to work as well. And we want to get air to that and let that breathe and expand and contract. So first we're going to start with like, hey, what do you like? You know, what looks good to you? And then what material do we have that looks like that, that will work in your house, that's going to be the best economical value for you?
And you touched on an interesting point there, because I've had it too in the past where we've put down floor over existing floor. Is that like something that they typically do in the trades, or how do you know when it's time to rip something out and just put the new flooring in?
Right. And so that really comes down to, one, your house, right, and what kind of flooring you have in there. Some flooring's okay to go over and some isn't. And sometimes you can go over it like sheet vinyl. I'll go in there to rip sheet vinyl out, and there'd be like three or four layers of sheet vinyl in there where they've just laid over the years, right?
Wow.
And essentially, if you have like a layer of sheet vinyl and it's not peeling up or curling up or coming up off the floor, there's really nothing wrong with just laying over the top of another layer of sheet vinyl. But once you get so many layers, then it really needs to come up. You don't want to just keep adding more layers to it. And the reason they do that a lot of times is just to save the money of demoing it, right? So they just don't want to spend the money to demo it. And like I said, that's okay. Even like putting vinyl plank down. Like if you have sheet vinyl and like your house is done with sheet vinyl and it's down, it's stuck good and it's not curling up or coming up, there's nothing wrong with putting like a snap and lock vinyl plank over it. In fact, I would argue to say it's actually better to put it over it, because in a lot of ways that sheet vinyl is going to be acting as a moisture barrier for you, when usually you need to put a moisture barrier down for your vinyl plank. That sheet vinyl is going to be acting as a moisture barrier. But then if you flip that and say you're putting ceramic tile down, they tell us we can lay ceramic tile over sheet vinyl, just put an adhesive in the thin set so it sticks better. But the reality is I see it all the time where the tile does not stick very good to the sheet vinyl. So like in a case like that, the sheet vinyl needs to come up. It shouldn't be left. We should be putting the tile straight onto the concrete slab, because that's how it's going to hold the best. And then, like, if we were putting, like, a engineered wood down, we wouldn't want to lay over a sheet vinyl at that point. So it really does depend on the type of floor and the type of house you have. But not always does the old flooring have to come out, especially if you have something like ceramic tile. Because ceramic tile is a hard surface. So essentially, if you like, you fill your grout lines in and smooth it out, I mean, that's just like laying over your concrete slab. It's a solid surface floor. So you can, you know, put a snap and lock over the top of tile. You just have to smooth the tile out, for one. And then secondly, the issue we have is the height. As long as all your doors are high enough and your appliances, and we're not going to have a height problem in your house, essentially you could lay right over the top of your tile.
Have you encountered that in the past where there's so many layers of flooring and it eventually comes up
many
to that
times,
door height?
Many times.
And what's the solution for that?
So I take the old flooring up in most cases. We can trim down the interior doors, right? So if it's an interior door problem, we can just cut the door. And then we'll be fine with that. If it's an exterior door, which a lot of exterior door thresholds are only going to be about 3/4 inch to 1 inch tall, maybe like 1 1/4 inches sometimes. So if they got a couple layers of flooring and the exterior door is going to drag on the floor, then at that point, there's nothing you can really do but just take all the old flooring up and start over. And that's what I'll tell them, you know.
Okay. Well, we do live in Florida. Obviously, moisture in the house is a real thing, and that can impact your flooring. So talk to me about the importance of having a quality flooring in place so that they don't see bubbling or things like that.
Right. And so, like I said, a lot of times it does come down to the type of house you have, because depending on where you're located, and also if you know you have a moisture problem in your house, we've had several customers say, hey, you know, I've had moisture in my house before. It's been a problem for us. And in a situation like that, we may go in there and like red guard or seal the whole slab before we put a floor down, which is not standard, right? It's not something that we would initially come out and quote you for unless there's a need for that. But I've seen it many times in our area, especially down like on the coastal areas, where the water table is just much higher. And if you have an older house and the moisture barrier under the slab is gone, see, like when we pour a concrete foundation, we're going to put a moisture barrier down first and then pour the concrete on top of it. So that original moisture barrier we put down essentially is supposed to stop the moisture from seeping through that slab. But over, you know, 20, 30 years, that moisture barrier probably disintegrates and is gone. So if you have a house that's more than like 20 or 30 years old, you really need a good moisture barrier, because the one under your slab probably is not acting very good or working very good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like if you have a new construction house, then you probably have a pretty good moisture barrier under there. We still put one down anyways, just to be safe. But essentially, it's not as important to you as like somebody that has a, you know, 20 or 30 year old house. But in many cases, we've seen like some of our area where the water table is high, and you know, you can feel their slab sweating just by running your hand over it, and you can just feel moisture in the slab.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a situation like that, we can put a moisture barrier down and we can put our flooring over it and protect our flooring, but then we're just trapping the moisture between the moisture barrier and the slab, and it's just staying there trapped. So in a lot of situations like that, we will red guard or seal the whole slab, just stop the moisture from ever coming in to start with.
Yeah.
So that's why I always tell people, like, hey, you know, call and get an estimate, because a lot of times we can cover a lot of that within your estimate and see, because you might call and say, hey, you know, my neighbor got this flooring for this amount of money, but that doesn't really apply to you. You know, everybody's different and every house is different. What your needs are and what your wants are and what your house is going to be different from somebody else. It may be similar, right? But I've never seen two houses that are exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless we're like doing track houses for a builder and like building new houses. And so then they're all exactly the same one after the next. Otherwise, in 10 years, you could sell two people a house, and in 10 years, they're both different. And half of it is just the people that live there and, you know, the different things that they want and different things they do to their house.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important just to call and get that free estimate, and then go from there. And the good thing about it is when we come out, we never come out and just say, hey, this job is going to be $6,000, right? We just come out and we look at it all, and then we send you an estimate and we break it all down line by line. So what your material costs, you know, and we break all the material down, like, hey, this is how much your, you know, flooring is, this is how much your moisture barrier is, this is how much your demo is, your shoe molding, moving your furniture, putting your toilets back in. And then somebody can look at it line by line and say, hey, you know, I'm going to move all my furniture myself. I don't need you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's easy to just take that line item off, you know?
Okay.
So it's just easy to say, hey, this is what we need and this is how much it costs.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned the free estimates. What are wait times like right now? If somebody calls you, wants to set something up, is there a huge wait before the crew comes out to do an estimate, or are you pretty good on that right now?
Yeah, so we do them every Tuesday and Thursday. So usually whenever you call, you're just going to go on the schedule for the next Tuesday or Thursday
Okay.
of that next week.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you called this week, like if you was to call today, you'd probably be going on the schedule for next Tuesday or Thursday.
Okay. And then at a showroom, I know that you guys have a showroom where people can go see stuff. They can maybe take home samples. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. So we do. We have a showroom. It's on Palo Fox Street. It's 9320 North Palo Fox Street. Or you could just give us a call, 850-332-5905.
Okay, perfect. And we do have a question for you on the text line. Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction, our guest, 437-1620, if you have any home construction questions for him. Does Jonathan's do decks? How can wood be best protected? My wooden deck has been decaying.
Right. So we actually do a lot of decks. We're actually doing one today down off Gulf Beach Highway. And especially this time of year, a lot of people are outside, you know, getting ready for 4th of July, barbecuing, hanging out. So it's a good time to do a deck right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a two-part question. One, yes, we do decks. Secondly, how can you best protect the deck? So you really need to seal your wood, and that's everybody, but all wood, right? Whether you're doing porch columns or handrails and you're painting them or just sealing them with a wood sealer, you know, the weather is is tough out there on wood, especially like the sun just drying it out so much. Mm-hmm. Like when we get wood for decks or we get it for fencing or handrails, things like that, we're going to get a pressure treated lumber, which essentially is treated with a chemical so that it doesn't rot as easy, right? But over time, the sun just dries it out, just sucks it out. So once you build a deck, you really need to either paint it or seal it. I probably wouldn't actually paint it, but you could. But most likely a wood sealer. But the flip side of that is you don't need to seal it too fast, right? So don't build your deck and then go and seal it, because as much as the sun is drying the wood out, we don't want to seal it while the wood's too wet either, because the sealer will not sink into the wood.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hold, right?
Yeah.
So I always tell people, like when we build a deck or we build a fence, I tell them wait like 2 to 6 months, because by then the sun's dried it out enough that the sealer will seep in and it will stay and hold up. But if you seal it too quick, you'll see that, I mean, it will be sealed, but it's not gonna sink in enough to really hold like it should.
Mm-hmm.
So wait 2 to 6 months and then seal it good. And then after that, you should do it every couple of years.
Okay. So that's my next question.
I mean,
every couple of years is okay.
Some people will say do it every year, which if you look it up, it's probably what it's going to tell you to do. But the reality is a year comes and goes so fast, and most people aren't going to do it every year. I usually find every 2 to 3 years is fine. As long as you're doing it every couple of years, the wood essentially could last forever.
Okay. There are other, while we're on the topic of decking, I just want to ask real quick. So there are other products out there like Trex and TimberTech and things like that, right?
Right.
You work with that as well?
Yeah, so we do. And we see a lot of people go into like a Trex deck board. I'm a fan of Trex deck boards, right? I do think it's a good product. I do think it holds up better than wood. What I've personally found in our area is you have to make sure that your rafters aren't too far apart and it's screwed down really good, because I've seen the sun warp it. So as much as it does not rot like a wood would, I've seen a lot of the Trex warp very easily, especially if you leave like too much of an overhang on the edge of the deck.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the edges curl up because the sun just is awful hot in our area, right?
Yeah.
So Trex is a good option, but it's not like I put Trex down, I'm done forever, like they say it does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You really do have to make sure that your rafters are pretty close together. You have plenty of screws in it, clips on it, to stop it from warping.
So if people need the sealer for their wood deck, or they want to come see what Trex is all about, is that something where they can stop by your store, your showroom, check that out?
Yeah, so we don't have, so in our showroom, we're just going to have cabinets,
okay.
Right? So we have cabinet samples, we have countertop samples, so like granite samples you can pick from, and flooring. Anything past that, we would just do in the field. So we'd come out and talk with you about it and do an estimate at your house past that.
Okay.
So for like Trex or like sheetrock or painting or trim or anything like that, because our store is not big enough to have all of those samples in there, right? So
sure.
We just got to focus on a few items.
Understood.
But you can look at your flooring there, your cabinets, your countertops, and we do have a rack of paint. We don't sell paint there, but we have paint samples, mostly so people can help match colors while they're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those items you could look at.
Okay. We do have another question for you on the text line, 437-1620. Do you use flat rate pricing like other contractors out there seem to be doing? I don't know how you can take a national statistic and apply it to the local market and have it be accurate. That's the question, I guess.
Right. So we kind of do, yes, and we definitely don't, right?
Okay.
So we do use flat rate pricing, but it's all our flat rate pricing. So it's a system that we've developed over the years. So all of our pricing has nothing to do with anybody else. It's simply the pricing that we have come to find that, hey, this works best for us. We try to get everything to either a square foot or an item price. So like when I go out and do an estimate, especially if it's an empty house, like investment house that somebody sends us, I just walk through and count like, hey, this many cabinet boxes, this many interior doors. And then most of everything else just goes off square footage. So like our paint square foot, you know, our trim is square foot, our ceilings are square foot, or sheetrock is square foot, or flooring square foot. So essentially, I can look your house up and say, is this many square foot? And I can give you a price to paint it, floor it, trim it, you know, all without coming out there. When I do come out there, all I'm doing is counting like interior doors, vanities, toilets, you know, stuff like that. And then I hear a lot of people give me, you know, pushback on it, be like, well, all cabinets aren't the same size, and they're not, but it evens out in the end. You know, if you just say this much per cabinet, it evens out in the end. Like some are cheaper, some are more. But for us, we use like all of our deck is square foot, all of our fencing is linear foot. Everything we do, we either have a square foot or running foot or an item price. And so our estimates are very simple like that, but these are all prices that we have made and set over the years, because just based off like, hey, it takes our guys this long to do it and the material costs this much and this is our profit, that we have developed our own square foot price for it.
Okay.
But it's not based off any national averages, no.
Okay.
And nor do I think our area should be, because our area is much different than like if you're in California or New York or, you know, I think that just comes from doing it for 22 years and saying, I know it takes my guys this long to paint a house.
Mm-hmm.
And if I charge X a square foot, then I can make, you know, 30 cents a square foot off of it.
Understood. All right. Let's see. Another question for you on the text line. Would vinyl plank be okay for outside areas? I guess the question is, what applications are there for outdoor use of vinyl plank?
Right. So it is okay for it, but only in the sense of like a sunroom or a porch area. I mean, like you're not going to put it up as like siding on your house, right? but like if you had like a porch or a sunroom, when you say outdoor, I'm thinking those. But I would only do like a commercial glue down vinyl plank. I wouldn't do any sort of like floating vinyl plank, because moisture will get under it and get trapped in there. And then we'll have issue with like mildew and mold and stuff like that. So I would only do like a full virgin, 2 millimeter virgin or 3 millimeter virgin vinyl, that's a full glue down. And I would get something with a good UV rating, because vinyl plank also does have a UV rating, to how it's going to hold up at the sun.
Mm.
And so I'd want to make sure we had something with a good UV rating, because like I'm talking about the sun beating up and drying out wood, it does the same thing with vinyl plank, vinyl siding, the paint on your car, you see it fade over years. I mean, the sun is pretty, I mean, even us, right? As people, we have to wear sunscreen because mm-hmm. the UV, right?
Sure.
So you want to make sure you have something with a good UV rating, and all vinyl plank does have a UV rating. So, and mostly like people don't even think about it, but just putting it in your houses, there's just sun coming through your windows. See, that's something we would look at when we come out and do an estimate with you. If you have like a sunroom or you have an area that's got a lot of natural light, mm-hmm. then you want a vinyl plank with a good UV rating, because it will fade over time. That sun will fade it. I've went into many houses and there would be like a dining room that's faded and doesn't match the rest of the house, where it just has a lot of natural light just sitting on it all day. And it will fade the dining room. The dining room may not match the living room anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common.
Okay. Well, we have about 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure that I mention this, that something you should be proud of is that you're a Best of the Bay nominee. So tell me about that. What category are you in? How do people get involved?
Right. Yeah. So we have actually won 6 years in a row. We would like to win this year, you know, if possible.
Yeah.
But we're listed under shopping. So if you just go to the Best of the Bay, look for us under shopping. It's Jonathan's Flooring. You're just going to cast a vote real quick. I think voting goes until the 30th. So you can vote once a day until the 30th. And yeah, this will be our 7th year if we win it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, make sure you get out there and vote for Jonathan's Flooring. All right. So let's see here. I also want to talk about, do you have any specials going on right now?
We're going to be running a special around 4th of July. So next week we'll have one.
Okay. So people can come in now. Are they going to find out the details now, or do they need to wait till the 4th?
Yeah. So, we're having one next week.
Okay. Sounds good. So stop in next week for sure and learn all the details about that. So, what areas do you serve?
Right. So we do Pensacola and the surrounding areas. So we do like Pensacola, Cantonment, Gulf Breeze, Perdido, Milton, Pace. We've even done some up in Lillian, Alabama, Daphne. When it's just like flooring painting, we will do it like for a little further out. When we get into like big remodels, then we don't want to, you know, get into a big remodel like in Lillian, Alabama. Right. And only because we want our customers to have the best service. And if I have a job that's an hour away, it's hard to check on it and keep up with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anything in Pensacola and the surrounding area is pretty much what we do. If we can drive to it within about an hour's time, then we're okay with that.
Okay. And do you offer warranties on the product or work you do?
Right. So all of our product comes with a year warranty.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about some of the other things that you mentioned, because you mentioned like bathroom countertops and things like that. So tell me about those services that you offer.
Well, like I said, you know, every house is different, but we do full bathroom and kitchen renovation. So, you know, depending on what you're looking for, it's going to be like new cabinets, countertops. We do a lot of tile showers, frameless glass doors, obviously flooring, sheetrock trim. You can really transform an entire bathroom. And it can start at, you know, just a basic transformation, right? And then all the way up to a high-end bathroom. So it really comes down to the customer and what they're looking for. But we offer a wide range of services when it comes to like kitchen and bathrooms. Anything from a very economical bathroom to a, you're going to feel like you're staying at the Four Seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it really, really does depend on what your budget is and what you want it to look like in the end.
Okay. And you also work in the commercial space as well, correct?
We do. We do a lot of residential and commercial as well.
Okay. So when you say commercial, is it hospitals? Is it factories? Is
we find a lot of local businesses mostly, but we've done some schools, bunch of churches, stuff like that, but also just a lot of mom and pop businesses. People open up shops, like we do flooring, painting, cabinetry, countertop, stuff like that. It's all the same for us, you know, so
okay.
I mean, we're not opposed to anything, right?
So. You're open to it all.
Right. Open to it all.
All right. Perfect. So we have about 20 seconds left. So how do people get a hold of you? What's the website? What's the phone number?
Right. So you can just stop by our store at 9320 North Palafox Street or give us a call at 850-332-5905 or look us up at jonathansflooring.com.
All right. Jonathan Cook from Jonathan Flooring and Construction. Thank you for being here.